A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Hur Yastav Zayin, Hur Yastav 7a, pagination is 13. We begin with the Mishnah, which is a little bit lower than midway on the page, the second word on the line, Masnisen. The Mishnah states, Hora b'fnei atzmo, if the Kohen Gadol issued a ruling on his own, va'asa b'fnei atzmo, and he acted upon that ruling, he did what he did, on his own. Mischaper lo b'fnei atzmo, he is going to be required to bring an atonement on his own. And we discussed this in the last session, that there is a special section describing the Kohen Gadol's requirements if he acts similarly to what Beis Din, when they make a mistake, does. The pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalid, pasuk Gimel, Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yechta LaAshmas HaOm. If the Kohen Gadol will sin in the way of the people's, the Enei Ha'eda, the Enei HaKohol's act, which is that they make a mistake in a certain type of mitzvah, and he acts upon it, he's on his own, so then he's on his own, and he has to bring his own kapara. We're going to need to come back to this statement because, as Rashi tells us, this is not just an introductory statement. That's really, in the style of Mishnayos, considered extra, because that was obvious. Of course, if he's on his own, he's on his own. That's what the pasuk taught us. And we're going to find out that it's talking that he's a little bit more in parallel activity to an event that happened simultaneously with the people, that he and they made similar types of mistakes, and our question was, could he piggyback with their kapara or not? But we'll come back to that. Let's see a little bit simpler of a case, and then we'll come back to it and appreciate what the Mishnah was telling us. Hora im hatzibur va'asa im hatzibur. If he literally made the same ruling together with the public, and he did it together with the way the public acted on that mistake, mischapelo im hatzibur, he gets his atonement together with the public atonement, and he doesn't have to do anything of his own. She'ein Beis Din Chayovin, because the Mishnah says, recognize that the Beis Din is only obligated in a case such a yoru levato mixas or lekayim mixas, when it meets certain parameters that in the mitzvah they acknowledge the mitzvah, but they're making a mistake in one of its nuances. We discussed this. It can't be that they suddenly made a mistake and decided that Shabbos doesn't exist. It has to be that within Shabbos there's a nuance that they made a mistake on. V'chein HaMashiach. And the Kohen Gadol who's anointed is the same thing. So you see that the Kohen Gadol is following the same pattern, the same rules. There's a comparison between him and them, and therefore it's like the same korban, and he can piggyback with them. If they're getting an atonement for the same event, then he goes with them, and he doesn't have to bring his own. V'lo b'avodas kochavim. And similarly, in the case of avodas kochavim, if such a mistake was made, achiyoru levato mikzas, ulikayim mikzas, until they agree to the basic mitzvah, and they make a mistake in one of its nuances, and the Mashiach is the same in these mitzvahs, that if they did and he did, he simply gets included in theirs. Now let's look at Rashi on the second line. Rashi says, Hora, the ruling over here was that the Kohen Mashiach on his own, which we said was the opening phrase of the Mishnah and needed a little bit more commentary. Kigon, for example, Demoru b'turei isurei Beis Din b'chelev v'hu ba'avodas kochavim. There are two violations that happened in that opening phrase of the Mishnah, which caused the Kohen Gadol to have to bring his own atonement. Rashi says, the case would be, they were in the category of basic mistakes, where chelev, for example, a forbidden fat of the animal, was something that they ruled as permitted, and he made a ruling in Avodas Kochavim that some activity like bowing is permitted. And therefore the Mishnah told us he's on his own, because there's no connection between what they're doing, that's one section in the Torah, and Avodas Kochavim, which is a different section in the Torah, and he cannot piggyback on theirs. Nischaper lo b'fnei atzmo, he has his own atonement, demevi par b'fnei atzmo, he brings the bull described on his own. D'i horuhu b'fnei atzmo v'lo horu bezdin klal, because if you think that we should read these opening sentences of the Mishnah, that he issued a ruling, and bezdin had nothing to say in this time period, no mistakes, no relevance, I wouldn't need a Mishnah to tell me that rule. That's totally extra and unnecessary. De mikra malehu, because it is a full pasuk, meaning an open statement in the Torah. Ela, rather, ki itzterich lemisni. What's the case that we need the statement that the Kohen Gadol is on his own, kigon shahoru b'shnei isurim, when they also were doing some sort of violation that requires some sort of atonement of this mistaken ruling variety, and therefore we thought maybe the Kohen Gadol can go together with them, and we're being told, no, he can't go with them, because they are in a general topic, and he's in Avodas Kochavim, and there are two sections in the Torah, and that's why they are separate. We need to develop this a little bit more, which we do on Amud Beis. What would happen if his violation is a little bit closer to theirs? Meaning, it's the same section in the Torah in terms of a mistake in the general violations. Nothing to do with Avodas Kochavim, idol worship. But they're different because they're either two different types of chelev, two different types of fat, different parts of the animal, or two different violations, but also under the same umbrella of a mistaken ruling, which has the same type of atonement, nothing to do with Avodas Kochavim, that has different karbanos. The Gemara is going to give the example of Chelev and Dam. If one of them issues a ruling regarding forbidden fat, and other issues a ruling regarding forbidden blood, but they're going to be the same atonement karbanos in terms of the category involved, could he possibly piggyback on them or not? Let's look at that Gemara. Turn over to Amud Beis, and it's, I think, the seventh line. At the two dots, pshita, it's obvious to me, hu b'chele v'hin ba'avodas kochavim, if he issued a ruling regarding fats, and they issued a ruling regarding idol worship, chit b'fnei atzmahu, it's a different violation, and that's going to be the case of the Mishnah, where he's on his own, da chalukin b'ta'amayu v'chalukin b'karbanos, they're different in the type of violation and the type of karbanos, to hu bepar vehem bepar v'soir. He is going to be bringing a par, and they're bringing a par and soir. Daha kamaisu hani soir v'hulo maisi. They have the soir involved, and he does not. V'kol shekein, and certainly, hu ba'avodas kochavim vehem bechelev, if you have a case of him issuing a ruling in idol worship, and they issue a ruling in forbidden fat, the chalukim b'karbanosayim legamrei, they're totally different in their karbanos, dehu se'ira ve'inhu par, he's bringing the sa'ir, and they're bringing a par, these are very different. Ela, as I explained, hu b'chelev ha'machas ha'sakar ve'hem b'chelev sh'al ha'dakin, if they're both on the topic of fat, just that they're talking about two different types of fat, Mahu. What would the halacha be? Mi amrin an afagav de korban shove. Even though the carbon is the same, kevim de mitrei kura'i ka'asi, they're coming from two different psukim that express the violation, da paligon b'ta'amayhu, and therefore they're considered different. O dilma, shame carbon echad hu, it ends up with the same atonement activity, even if it's coming from different psukim, and therefore they could piggyback, because we would say it's basically the same type of violation. Imtim tzalomar, and if you say, shem chelev echad hu, that on that case, I was willing to combine them and say he can get atoned together with theirs, what would be hu bechelev ehin bedam mahu? If he issued a ruling in forbidden fat, and they issued a ruling in forbidden blood, and mistakenly allowed it, mi amrina betamayo paligon, again I could argue it's coming from different psukim. O dilma kevin teshavin bekorban basa korban azlinon, they end up with the same carbon that they're bringing. Teku, the Gemara says, let the question stand. So, we have this concept of piggyback, if you could get two for the price of one, regarding the Kohen Gadol and the people. Incidentally, our Mishnah says, Bezdin Chayovin. The Bezdin is the one who's obligated in the carbon, which is a discussion, who actually brings the carbon. But in any case, can the Kohen Gadol piggyback on theirs or not? And we said that if it was the same violation, that's the end of our Mishnah, that's easy, he could piggyback. But if it's a different violation, so then we have the Mishnah saying in its opening statement, he is on his own. And then we started dissecting, what does it mean, a different violation? If there are two types of fat, is that considered a different violation? Is it the different violation when it's fat and blood? Or is it only a different violation when one of them is in idol worship and the other is in a different type of general Torah prohibition? And that's when they're so different, because it's just two totally different carbonos and totally different sections of violation. I'd like to ask a question regarding piggybacking one thing on the other from something that we're a little bit more familiar with. And that's the question of Asher Yotzar. The Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Simen Zayin, Se'if Gimel, tells us, Hitil Mayim v'hisiach daito milahotel mayim, if a person passed water, and then he forgot about the fact that he passed water. Va'achakach nimlach, and now he again, new event, needs to pass water. V'hitil mayim pa'am acheres, he goes to the bathroom, he passes water, he comes out now. He wants to know, does he have to make two asher yotzars, twice, because there's a previous event that he omitted, or does one suffice for both events? Tzorech levarach beis pa'amim asher yotzar, the Mechaber's position is that he has to recite it twice because it's like a karbon, like missing Shmona Esrei, that when you realize, you have to do it twice. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkaton Vav writes, Harbe me'acharonim cholkim al psak zeh, many of the later commentaries argue, and they say that this comparison is not valid, because tefillah is like karbon, and there's a concept of making it up afterwards. However, asher yotzar is a birchas hoda'ah. It's a blessing of praise, and praise can be done, one, for many events. You say thank you. Kemisha ocha shnei pa'amim, a person who ate twice, he forgot to say berchas hamazon, and now he's eating again. You say berchas hamazon, and that's it, once. And it works for both. And that would be an example of one act discharging both obligations. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.